Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Right now, let's go out to the aforementioned Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland sports beat reporter, brought to you courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, how are we doing?
I'm good. It's good I took a nap.
Yeah.
It's an early morning.
That is good. Yeah, it definitely had your work cut out for you today. So it was nice that we got a little bit of rest in. That's nice.
It is the bye week, and I thank the Browns for the extra time off.
Well, Daryl, you got plenty of it. I can't lie, because we listened to Kevin address the media yesterday, as well as Joel Bitonio and Alex Wright addressing the media. But aside from that, nobody's talking this week. Not a single soul during the bye week.
Nope.
And
they're not.
That includes Andrew Berry, who typically does talk during these times. I mean, how abnormal is that for you, Andrew Berry specifically, not to be talking in this moment?
First time in my career, the GM does not talk during the bye week that I can remember. And we've had so many regimes, it's hard to keep them all straight. But it is very rare for the top football executive to go radio silent during the season like this. And quite frankly, from what I was told today, Browns don't see really any advantage to putting Berry out there. When he does talk, he's accused of not saying anything, which is true because Andrew keeps things close to the vest and does not really peel back the curtain much. And so they certainly don't want that criticism of, holding the media availability and being accused of not answering questions. And then also at the same time, really not wanting to, put him out there. Not every GM in the NFL talks during the bye week, and so the Browns are switching it up this year and joining those ranks, despite the fact that they're 2-6. The GM's responsible for this dumpster fire and is leaving Kevin Stefanski hanging out to dry because Stefanski's the one that has to answer all the personnel questions that Berry, happened to make the moves on, not only during the offseason, but this season. So, you're not going to hear from anyone, and they'll go back to business of doing whatever it is they do out there starting on Monday.
Daryl, I just find it so weird not to address the media in this spot. Like, obviously, there's going to be backlash and criticism on this year, and he's going to be faced with some hard questions. But like you said, he sidesteps most of them anyway, the way that the Browns typically do. And It's not like Andrew Berry is probably the person who's coming under the most scrutiny this year compared to him or Stefanski. I feel like that would land with Stefanski given the success of the rookie class, given the fact that you've had two trades and people might be mad about Joe Flacco, certainly not mad about bringing in Tyson Campbell at this point.
Well, I continue to question the culture they have in that building. To me, good leadership would be the GM coming out and taking the heat off the head coach a little bit. Explaining some things. But on the other side, what's he supposed to say? Is he supposed to say that the tackle situation that he failed to fortify, those guys can't play? Is he supposed to, criticize those guys in the middle of a season? Is he supposed to acknowledge that Dylan Gabriel does not look like an NFL starting caliber quarterback? You know, so from that standpoint, I guess I get it. But also at the same time, I feel like the organization should be accountable to their fans, especially fans that you're going to be asking to fork over thousands and in some cases tens of thousands of dollars for seats in your brand new barn dominium that's going to open in about 4.5 years or so. So, and you continue to field an unworthy product of their attention, their investment in. And so that's the problem that I have. This isn't about me. Andrew Berry, and I said this on the morning show today when I was in with Andy Baskin for Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima, who will be back tomorrow. Look, this isn't about me. Andrew Berry does not owe me anything, and I don't expect him to owe me anything. Kevin Stefanski, frankly, doesn't owe me anything, okay? This isn't about me. This isn't about, oh, Daryl's crying because he, you know, can't pick apart things that Barry has to say or he can't ask questions that need to be asked. No, for me, this is about the fans. Part of my job is to, you know, get the fans information and provide them with that information. And when the GM of the team, who has constructed just one of the most god-awful offenses in recent memory, going back to the 2000, 99, 2011, as well as the 4-44 Browns teams, I just feel like you should be front and center to answer questions. When you trade the starting quarterback, who was not playing well here, acknowledge that, of course. Joe did not play well in his starts here. But he goes to Cincinnati, and he doesn't look like he's washed up all of a sudden, which to me is another indictment of the Cleveland Browns. You've got the worst wide receiver room in the National Football League, all brought in by Andrew Berry. Can't blame a single GM other than Andrew Berry for this wide receiver room. He brought in every single one of those guys, okay? And Mark Schlereth is on Fox during a game calling them a bunch of little dudes. Those aren't my words. That is a well-respected national analyst and former player making fun of the Browns wide receiver core in the middle of a football game because they're that bad, okay? Dylan Gabriel is that bad, and he has not gotten better. He has regressed. I've seen some analytical statistics. I believe it's John Costco on X who put him out there. He has regressed from his first start to the most recent start in New England. Okay, that's not how this movie is supposed to go. And we've mentioned the offensive line, and you can't run the ball, not because Quinshon Judkins or Jerome Ford or Dylan Sampson are inadequate, but it's because teams can play basic defense against you. Joel Bitonio mentioned this on Zoom on Monday, and I thought it was a pretty damning comment, not intentionally by Joel, but when he's like, yeah, they were playing basic defense, and well, it kind of really made it hard to run the ball when you can't throw it down the field. Defenses have no respect for this offense. So that's Andrew Berry's fault for the crappy personnel he's given Kevin Stefanski to work with, and it's Kevin Stefanski's fault for not being able to find a way to better work with the crappy personnel that his GM has given him.
And again, Daryl Ryder with us here. Daryl, you mentioned, obviously, Dylan Gabriel struggling. Have you seen enough of him already at this point?
Yeah, I'm done with Dylan. Nothing personal against the kid. He's a wonderful kid. I know people think I got some personal hate agenda. No, I just think he sucks as a quarterback. And by the way, I was right, okay? He was awful in training camp. He's awful on the field playing games now, okay? I've learned all I need to learn. He can't play at this level. He's too small. He can't see anything. He can't throw. His accuracy stinks. He certainly can't read a defense. Certainly, you know, all these things that they told us were great about him, I've seen none of it. So I'm good. I'm good. Now, in fairness to him, putting in Shedeur Sanders doesn't make it better, but it might make it better, more entertaining for us because while everyone wants to talk about Shedeur, and at least there's the entertainment value of that with the season circling the drain.
Daryl, then would you put it more on Dylan himself for the lack of success? Or I guess, how much does Kevin Stefanski deserve in that blame for Dylan not succeeding right now?
No, I blame Andrew Berry. Andrew Berry's the one that used the top 100 pick on him. Andrew Berry is the one that had put no tools around there on that offense that's worth a damn. This is all on Andrew Berry. I don't know how you could set up a young quarterback to fail better than how Andrew Berry has. The offensive line is beat up and old, not deep enough. None of the wide receivers are big enough to go get footballs. He's not big enough to see where he's throwing the ball or where he needs to throw the ball. The whole thing's a dumpster fire. So it is a collection of responsibility that needs to be borne here for this being so inexcusably awful to watch. And again, it's bad enough that Dylan Gabriel isn't good to begin with, but when you basically set him up to fail under the guise of, well, you know, we want to see the guy develop. How are you developing a kid through failure and ineptitude and incompetence around him? How does that develop a young quarterback? It doesn't. And it's going to be the same thing with Shador. If people think it'll come in, Shador's going to save the season, or Shador's going to, you know, be lighting it up, I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't, because the supporting cast stinks. It's bad. They got the worst wide receiver room in the National Football League. The worst. And Andrew Berry brought all these guys in.
So, Daryl, I guess, looking back at Andrew Berry's draft class, and obviously we've mentioned the positives throughout the season so far, does he deserve more blame than that? Looking at, you have what's all in front of you, everything you just laid out, and the fact that you still decided to go out and take two quarterbacks?
Well, you drafted two quarterbacks, you drafted two running backs, no offensive linemen, right? And all these guys are free agents next year, too. So you get to not only find a quarterback, but you got to rebuild your offensive line in an offseason. That'll be fun. I don't think Andrew Berry's getting nearly enough heat for this situation. You know, Kevin Stefanski, you know, is the one taking. I think Andrew Berry deserves a tremendous amount of heat for this. And oh yeah, he's just not available to talk because the organization doesn't feel that they really have to explain themselves.
All right, Darryl, looking at the game from Sunday, obviously we see Miles go out and have a historic performance, puts up 5 sacks. Is there a part of you that looks at that game and just feels bad for Miles in the situation the way it is right now?
No.
No? Why not?
No, because he not dumb. Did he honestly think that this was going to be any better this year? Really?
I mean, Daryl, I think there's a fair point of us all looking at it and going, we knew the offense was going to be bad. I don't know that anybody expected it to be as bad as it is right now.
Well, there's that component, but really, he's been here since 2017. He knows how this franchise works, and it's not well, and it's not a winning franchise, and it's a terrible culture. All things that he called out during Super Bowl week. So he thought a $40 million a year contract was going to magically change all that? So no, from a professional competitor standpoint, do I feel bad that he's having to endure what Joe Thomas endured? Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, losing's not fun. But no, he should have stuck to his guns and forced the Browns' hand. If anything, held out in training camp and not shown up and, you know, paid the fine, whatever. He should have forced his way out of town. He should have followed through with that. The Browns should have traded him. Extending him was a gross dereliction of duty on Andrew Berry's part. But what the Browns always do is throw money at their problems. They think they can buy their way out of their problems. Okay? They've bought their way out of bad regimes. They bought their way out of Deshaun Watson telling them no thanks at first. They've bought their way out of Myles Garrett just ripping a new one in front of every camera and microphone he could find at the Super Bowl. Okay? They've tried to buy their way out of losing. You're talking the last 2 years, nearly $650 million spent on payroll. They have 5 wins to show for that. They don't. They're spending more than $100 million per win. Okay? Where's the accountability for wasting the owner's money? Right?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it's pretty far away.
And again, listen, I'm all for spending Jimmy Haslam's money, and I certainly respect his commitment to spending it. Okay, but I just at some point, yeah, there needs to be a return on that investment, Andrew Berry. Okay, I'm giving you there is no excuses. Oh, you want the Fields to be available late in the season? And not frozen sheets of ice? Sure, here's a couple million dollars to redo the Fields. Oh, we need better therapy area and player facilities. Okay, Here's more millions of dollars. Let's go ahead and get that taken care of. Oh, you need a the players are demanding a weight room and you know, virtual reality and things like that, or AI, and all that's becoming a technological. Okay, fine. Here's more millions of dollars to build those spaces. Like, Jimmy Haslam does not say no. And it's not Jimmy Haslam, it's the Haslam Sports Group. Obviously, Jimmy's kind of the face of it. But, like, the Haslams don't say no when it comes to spending money to give the football operations the tools they need to be successful. And at some point, there needs to be a return on that investment. And I think that's completely fair that Jimmy Haslam expects that. Now, at the same time, he's kind of taken part of the culpability, and I think there's a guilt complex built in there because of his role in the whole Deshaun Watson mess, right? But you mean to tell me Andrew Berry couldn't do a better job general managing this team the last couple of years to make them more competitive than they've been? Really? I'll be honest with you. It wasn't the Deshaun Watson trade and contract that sunk the 4-44 rebuild plan. It was John Dorsey hiring Freddie Kitchens, because if John Dorsey hires someone more competent than Freddie Kitchens, he's probably still here. And oh yeah, there's probably better football players on this team today, or more of the better football players on this team today. So that is the original sin in the post-rebuild contention window, is that John Dorsey picked the wrong head coach, got himself fired, and here you are. You got one playoff win coming off of 4-44, and yeah, you're now 4-21, I believe, in the last 25 games dating to last season, and in only four of those games have you scored more than 20 points.
Not great. Daryl Ryder with us here for just a couple more minutes. Daryl, you've seen a lot of people throw out there, and I know it's going to take, you know, it would take cap gymnastics beyond belief. Is there a legitimate possibility that Miles being traded would still be on the table?
He has a no trade clause.
Mm-hmm. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At his request. So the only way that the only way those wheels get put into motion is if Miles storms into Andrew Berry's office and said, "I changed my mind, get me out of here." That's number one. Number two, yeah, there's a tremendous amount of cap gymnastics that would have to be executed to even move him. That again goes back to my earlier point. Would have been a lot easier to move him if you didn't give him the contract extension.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Daryl, we got about 45 seconds. We had talked earlier on, obviously before this week, and had talked about whether or not, you know, the Browns are quote-unquote buyers. Are they still in that same boat? Would they still be considered closer to buyers than sellers right now at the deadline?
Well, I do feel like the players in the final year of their contracts, it would make sense to move some of those guys if you can get a player that can help you now as well as in the future. Listen. I'll give Barry credit. He's executed some really good trades, the most recent being the Greg Newsome trade. Tyson Campbell's been fantastic. And to me, that is the type of trade that I hope Andrew Berry, if in fact the Browns get in the trade market here in the next couple of days, that's the type of trade that I hope he executes, where he can bring in, he can move pieces, not for draft picks, but for players that can come in and help this football team and fill some of these holes on this roster that they have. Because I think they got enough draft picks right now. Draft pick asset is not an issue right now, okay? It's they need players. So that's what I hope Barry does is, you know, he tries to make another Tyson Campbell type of trade with maybe some of these guys with those expiring contracts like he did Greg Newsome.
Daryl, as always, we appreciate the time and your comments. And, well, I would say enjoy the rest of whatever happens for the Browns this week, but it feels like nothing.
Well, no, I'm going to enjoy the nothing that's going to happen. You have no idea how much I'm going to enjoy the nothing that's going to happen the rest of the week. It's going to be glorious.
Well, enjoy your partial vacation from sadness, Daryl. We appreciate you.
You bet.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter with us there, courtesy of Shabin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We react to what Daryl had to say as well. Is Andrew Berry just making this all worse for himself? 216-474-0092. We get into it in 5 minutes, but first, let's get to a Michael 2020. And by the way, rightfully so. Like, Andrew Berry has decided that going into the bye week, which Browns GM pretty much always addresses the media during the bye week. Andrew Berry, every year of his career so far, has addressed the media during the bye week. Will not be doing so this year. The year where you told everybody it was going to be better, you're better than everybody expected that you are, and you're 2-6 and the offense looks completely inept as you allow Kevin Stefanski to go out there and take shots for you. Does not seem like the year, really, to take a break. Like, I mean, there were definitely years during the bye where the Browns looked okay that if you were just like, I'm not going to talk to you this year, we probably would have just overlooked it. Been like, oh, that's a little weird, but hey, Browns are having some success. It doesn't feel like 2-6 and the team feels like they're teetering on the edge of complete dysfunction and everybody blowing up and being frustrated and giving up on the season would be the year that I would go and do it. Now, if you don't believe in me saying it, if you don't believe in Daryl saying it, I do want to play you something from Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com on earlier today, where I think, again, you allow this thing to go down a road of Barry usually does address the media in these situations, in this case decides that he's not going to. I just do not understand it. I do not understand where Barry's coming from. Mary Kay, earlier today on with Baskin and Phelps, laying out just how odd that is.
I think the thing that makes it weird is the fact that he's done it every single year since they have been here. The thing that doesn't make it weird is that most other GMs don't do it. When you look around the AFC North, most of those guys don't come out and speak at the bye week. And it's not a common thing that necessarily happens around the league. A lot of times NFL teams will want their coach to be the spokesman for the football team in during the season. And then the GM talks at other various points, pre-draft and in training camp and whatnot, combine and owners meetings. But during the season, a lot of teams want their coach to just be front and center and not have someone else out there talking. So they made their decision this year to do it this way. And I know they're getting pushback on it and people are confused about it. And maybe they'll change it up again next year, but this is what they decided to do.
Like, I just don't understand why this year this feels like the decision to make. Like, I think that when we talk about, hey, you brought back Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, both guys came into this year on the hot seat, facing the fire. Hey, Andrew and Kevin, if you're tied at the hip, I'd be Kevin Stefanski right now being like, you better get your ass out here and talk. Like, you better also show that this isn't just me failing to do everything. People are also calling you out right now. They're telling you, everybody's saying you didn't put a roster good enough out there to win. You didn't put a good enough roster out there to evaluate a quarterback. It's not just all on Kevin. But I don't see how this is the route that makes it better. Even if you went into the year thinking, we're not going to have Andrew talk at the bye, I would have been hitting an adjustment immediately. Like, you want to call an audible? Probably would be the time to call an audible. I don't know how answering questions doesn't do you any better. Again, let's be realistic of it. Andrew Berry is going to sidestep every single question that is asked of him. You're going to get criticism for that, but that's the way that you operate in every press conference. You know who also gets criticism for sidestepping every question? Your head coach, when he does it every single time he talks to the media. You also get, it's not taking any blame away from the Cleveland Browns. Does it make you look like a better organization because Andrew Berry's not talking and Kevin's taking the heat? If this is the way that you normally do things, fine, but just hitting a random switch in one of the more crucial years of your career does not seem like the thing that's going to make anybody more happy with you. I don't understand how this helps you. In a lot of ways, Berry deserves, obviously, a ton of criticism for the way this is playing out. There's also, like, praise that could be sent to Andrew Berry's way. I don't think we can just ignore the fact that it's bad. It's not all bad. Again, Quinshon Judkins looks good. Harold Fannin looks good. Carson Schlesinger, despite now being banged up, has looked really good this year. You have things that there's positives on. Right hand in the air, I was wrong. Trading Greg Newsom looks to be a great move in the early benefits, in the early returns. I just don't understand where Kevin, it's really hard to find praise. When it comes to Andrew Berry, it's a mixed bag. It's a lot of criticism, but it's not like you've had the worst year of your career. A lot of places to point blame, but it's not all blame pointing on Andrew Berry. I just don't understand why this wouldn't be an opportunity for you to address some of those difficult questions. All right, or at least give me the smallest inkling of where this team is heading. And, Andrew, you built this, and we can all see the offense is off the rails. What is the hope here that it gets any better? Even if you sidestep my question, if I ask it, it won't be me, it would be Daryl or somebody else in that room. But like, even if you sidestep the question, you should have to face that question. You should have to have an answer for where this team is heading and why I should be believing that all of a sudden this thing's going to be back on the rails next year when I don't have a quarterback. I don't have almost a single wide receiver I trust. Jerry Jeudy's fine. And my offensive line is no longer going to be under contract this year. And there's a lot of guys who, probably just aren't coming back. Like, I don't know that if I'm a Browns offensive lineman, a contract's really making me feel all that great right now. Joel's probably ready to hang up the cleats after this year. And I don't know that if I'm anybody of Posick, Teller, or Jack Conklin, that I feel like my best opportunity to play in the NFL is to sign a contract with the Cleveland Browns for me to look good. The offensive line has not performed well. They also, it's not like their quarterback's making them look any better. The run game is helping them a little bit, but they're getting criticized more heavily than that than anybody else. It's like, I'm just getting, shot over and over again. I'm the one getting the blame placed on me. So how do you fix that? Like, Andrew has a lot of things to answer for, despite putting together an okay offseason, at least when it comes to the draft. You have areas where you've made solid improvements. I just feel like this shouldn't be a one-man show. You shouldn't have one guy facing all of the heat for these moments. Andrew Berry has a ton of blame. Not all of it, but a ton of blame in everything that's happened this year. Like, at some point, there should be a level of accountability. Most GMs don't talk during the bye because their team doesn't look as bad as it does right now. Right? Like, do I really need to hear the Kansas City Chiefs GM talk during the bye right now? Should have that name on hand. I don't. But, like, should I hear the Chiefs GM
Brent
talk?
Brent Veach, I think.
Michael's on top of it. Michael's got my back covered. Do I need to hear Veach talk right now? No, I don't. Chiefs are fine. All right. They just won a game. When it comes to their bye, do I need to hear him talk? Nope. Like, there is no point in listening to that because they've put together a great product. There's nothing you really need to tell me. I'm sure there's questions you like to ask, but you're going to get the old ole. Yeah, go on through. Doesn't matter. Like, I just think that if you're not having Barry talk this year, it does send the message that you're not being held accountable. Like, you don't have to face the fire that Kevin has to face every single week. I'm sorry, but at some point, the people in charge, the people who are making this the season that it is, the disaster that it is, should be answering for that. And Kevin deserves to have to face the fire every week. I'm not saying it shouldn't be Kevin, but Andrew should have to face that fire at least once. Come talk to me during the bye. Talk to me when we're coming up on the trade deadline. What's actually going to happen? Right? Give me any inkling into what your path is with this team, that it's actually going to look better either this year or where the pathway gets better next year. If not giving me anything on that. 216-474-0092. Is Andrew Barry creating a worse situation for himself by not heading to the podium at all? By just avoiding questions from the media? I certainly say yes, and it sure feels like Kevin Stefanski is being hung out to dry right now in the worst way possible. Again, 216-474-0092. We're getting to do it all coming up here in 5 minutes. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on Overtime on 92.3 The Fan. I mean, it's really tough. Like, and it feels like you're just leaving Kevin out to dry, if we're being 100% honest. Like, again, there are things that Andrew Barry needs to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
He himself needs to answer for. Like, you should have to go through and talk about trading Joe. Like, and this is the other thing. Like, you want to make a big trade, you can also make yourself available to the media. I get that's not like typical protocol, and it's why I even sat here and bashed Barry for not doing it. It's like, you get to the bye, you always talk. You're coming up on the trade deadline. Now would be a great time to talk and tell me if we're actually going to be able to evaluate a quarterback this year, and if you're going to find a way to make anything better, or if that's not what this deadline's about, can answer those questions. Again, I know Barry's probably not going to answer them, but there are things that you need to answer for. You need to answer for the way that you constructed the wide receiver room. You need to answer the fact that, hey, I'm looking at an offensive line that's continuously been banged up. Right? Every year, we're not just talking this season, every year I've watched the offensive line, they've continued to be banged up. Didn't do anything to create quality depth in that room. You went and got Cornelius Lucas, who looks like he might be able to block in a little tights league right now. Maybe. I don't know. The 4'9" 8-year-old might actually get around Cornelius Lucas at this point. There's a lot of questions to be asked. Like, I have a lot of concerns with things that I would like to at least have you sidestep so everybody can sit here and criticize you sidestepping the question. You know, you don't want to be subject to that. You don't want to be under the scrutiny. Well, guess what? One, kind of part of your job. Two, you deserve to be. You deserve to be under that scrutiny. If you do everything right, there's not questions that people are going to blame you for sidestepping. If you set the team up in the proper way, there wouldn't be questions to sit here and sidestep over and over and over again. But it feels like right now, the entire season basically falls onto, oh, this is Kevin Stefanski. Because he's the guy, he's the face of the organization right now. Because he's the one who gets up there and talks in front of the podium. He talks to the media. He's what the fans hear. And a lot of that blame does then go to Kevin. And again, a lot of that blame rightfully so. Like, Kevin deserves a lot of criticism this year. But like, not everything Kevin should have to answer for. I mean, I was listening to Kevin's press conference yesterday, and Daryl had basically thrown out a question. He goes, I'd usually ask this to Barry, but it doesn't look like he's talking this week. So, Kevin, I'm going to have to ask you. And I mean, Kevin's to the point, he's making jokes about it. Daryl asked him the question that exact way, and Kevin's response was, yeah, I mean, I usually leave those questions up to Andrew. And then paused for a second and was like, no, I'm just kidding. I'll answer your question. Like, he's sitting here making jokes about the fact that Andrew's not talking. Like, so I pretty much do have to answer for this. Shouldn't have to answer questions based on personnel. Those should be the questions that Andrew Berry has to respond to. And these are the type of moments where, you know, as the media sits there and tries to get the questions that need to be asked for the fan and try to, you know, get the proper responses out of this team that gives you any sort of insight into what they're doing, then these are the moments they wait to ask Andrew Berry those questions. And when he's not there and he's not available and nobody was going to know about it, it does feel like you hang Kevin out to dry to have to answer those for you. And it's like, okay, tied at the hip, similar thought process, makes sense. But just doesn't feel like these are two people who are tied at the hip right now. Again, if you're tied at the hip and it meant if Kevin goes, I go, well, then quite frankly, I think you'd be doing a little bit to take the heat off of Kevin and go, all right, well, if we can spread out this blame, maybe we survive. But it feels like a much more I or a me mentality for Andrew Berry right now to allow it to be, okay, well, if Kevin takes all the blame, maybe we're not tied at the hip. Maybe this just does fall more on Kevin, and I have some time to work on and to do what I need to do to actually get this roster right, keep my job, and try to turn this thing around. Well, listen, I'm not in the business of keeping anybody their jobs. I'm in the business of improving the team. And right now, I've got questions on whether Kevin Stefanski can do that, and I certainly have questions on whether Andrew Berry can do it. A lot of blame multiple ways. Again, 216-474-0092. Is Andrew Berry just creating a worse situation for himself? Let's go to the phones. Carl is in Cleveland. What's going on, Carl?
Hey, how you doing there?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Great. Hey, I know you got a face for radio, but can you let some of the fans talk? But anyway, hey,
Carl, who am I supposed to let talk right now? I got to your call right now.
You talk for a long time. Hey,
I'm the lone person on a 4-hour show, Carl.
Still talking again. Hey, I think the Browns got they got something boiling. They got a good quarterback. If they want to play him, I think Gabriel was a really good quarterback. He beat Ohio State. He was, and when he had the receivers, he had the players. Barry picks really good players. He can't help it if Derwin Jones got rolled up on, hurt his leg.
Well, okay, I think I've heard it. Derwin Jones, talking about DeJuan? Is that where we're going with this? I mean, those are my favorite calls. Why don't we let somebody else talk? I mean, I did take 7 calls in the first hour. Did take Carl's call there. Did let Carl a chance to opportunity to speak. The name is Overtime with Jake Volnick. I'm the only person who sits in the chair. I talk to Michael from time to time. Michael chimes in. We talked about the Kansas City GM. He helps me out where we need him to. I mean, Michael, you feel like you get enough mic time here? Feel like I got you covered?
Plenty. It's your show.
I'm just saying. Like, and then we're, they got a good quarter. Okay, well, yeah, Shador. When we're bringing up Dylan Gabriel, it wasn't even on topic. We weren't even in the realm of Andy. He takes good players, and he can't. What good players has Andrew Berry taken outside of this draft class? Hasn't been many. JOK was pretty good. Pretty good player. Outside of that, Andrew Berry's been really bad. There's just nothing on topic about it. Again, he's creating a worse situation for himself right now.
Speaking of which, I have to take more calls.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely get on that. We got more on the line. 216-474-0092. If you would like to hear less of my voice and more of your own. Always an opportunity, by the way. We take calls all night long. But I'm just saying, like, we're sitting here and we're watching Andrew Berry. There is not a large defense of Andrew Berry today. Like, if you don't want to answer the questions, I don't know really what the point of Andrew Berry not being out there is. Like, you are sitting here, you should have to answer for the things that went down. I thought Daryl did a really good job at breaking this down. The Haslam Sports Group has just tossed money over and over and over again, and Andrew Berry has continued to avoid blame time and time again. Andrew Berry has fallen short of the organizationally. The fans try to hold him accountable. People have talked about Andrew Berry. I mean, every time I listen to somebody talk to Andrew Berry before this year started, wasn't really a positive thing to say. Most people had a lot of criticism of the way that he's been building rosters. Like, it is, once again, just be accountable. Be the person that stands up and answers for it. And it goes into the deeper culture problem. It goes into a legitimate culture problem for the Browns, where it feels like nobody is held accountable. When Berry and Stefanski keep their job, okay, well, you went 3-14 last year in a year where you weren't supposed to go 3-14. The quarterback that you dished out $230 million to go sign, make no mistake, that's Andrew Berry, that's Kevin Stefanski, who certainly had their name attached to that, even though Jimmy Haslam took the blame for it. You're not held accountable for it. And now that it's flopped once again, and we didn't expect it to be good, but it's been worse than it is, you're still not handling the blame. You're still avoiding it. It starts from the top and goes down. I don't know that players are being held accountable properly. I'm watching Dylan Gabriel play games, and we're going to talk about my comments on Dylan Gabriel from last week, because I understand a lot of people didn't like those. And right now, it looks a lot worse after it did on Sunday. So we'll talk about that coming up here in a little bit. But, like, I sit here, and Dylan Gabriel's not held accountable because Kevin's fancy named the starter right after a game where he played terrible. Kevin's not being held accountable because he has a job, and this offense has gotten worse, if not, you know, it just stayed the same week after week. Certainly has not gotten better other than the fact that he switched out Joe for Dylan. And it improved a sliver, a touch beyond what it was with Joe. Andrew Berry's not being held accountable either. You put together a 2-6 team. Most GMs lose their job. Most GMs have to answer the fire, answer the questions. They have to respond to it. And they haven't had to at this point. I just don't get it. 216-474-0092. Is Kevin Stefanski being hung out to dry by Andrew Berry by not taking the podium? Let's go to Evan is in Lyndhurst. What's going on, Evan?
Hey, Jake. First things first, it's your show, man. You can talk as much as you want.
Well, thank you, Evan. I like to hear from everybody else as well, but I appreciate that.
Yeah. I think he is being hung out to dry. I mean, he's been hung out to dry. Still not doing a great job, but what are you going to do? Quick thought on the Myles Garrett cap situation. Like, as far as an untradeable contract, if it is a bunch of dead money, could you trade for players that are dead money on the other team? And then, like, it's kind of like a basketball trade at that point. And I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, and Evan, I appreciate you making the call. I mean, not exactly in the same way, because that still goes against your salary cap. So you're still taking on the active money from the other player and then having to deal with the dead money that you just get from trading Miles. So you have to, listen, I'm not a cap expert, okay? That's supposed to be Andrew Berry and the crew that's an Ivy Leaguers over there for the Browns. They handle all the money, okay? I went to college for communications. Didn't do the money side. So I can't explain it to you exactly the way that it works, but I'll try to explain it to you in the way that my dumb brain tries to understand it myself, which is the fact that dead money exists. You don't get rid of that, even if you take on the new player. You still have to take on the active money. It's basically just the fact that dead money exists to basically hold you accountable for signing a contract in a way. Like, you have to take on part of what you offered that player, and you need to be held accountable for what you're paying that player and the guarantees that are promised in the contract. And Miles got a lot of it. Okay, like, the dead money is just not going away anytime soon. Like, you don't have the great opportunity. And a lot of dead money with Deshaun, a lot of dead money if you wanted to trade Miles. I don't think that contract is really all that tradable. Like, you just don't have the luxury with Deshaun still on the books to be like, oh, we'll eat this one. And maybe it brings us some draft capital. Like, you're talking about having to move on from several players at that point. Like, Myles Garrett's dead cap this year, which is just, I mean, not in the question. If you were going to trade Miles right now, or I guess straight up cut him, $97 million. That's a real big chunk of your cap right now. You can't afford. Even next year, $73 million, $49 million the year after. And then the money starts to drop. You talk about 30, you know, 16, closer to 6. is there a little bit more of what you can move on from? Like, it's a little bit more doable, but we're still not talking about a legitimate way to move Miles. I think that makes sense without doing something that is unbeknownst to me, without trying to find a way to move around it. And it's part of what goes back to it, though. Like, I think the Miles contract being untradeable is also something you could hold Andrew Berry accountable for. Like, you decided to sign him to that contract, by the way, where you had every ounce of leverage. You wanted to sign Miles. You wanted to have Miles here. Okay, well, the team better be ready to compete around Miles. It doesn't have to be this year, but there better be a clear, oh, you're only a year away. You signed Miles for 4 years. Miles isn't getting any younger, right? Like, he's 29 years old right now. By the time that next season starts, Miles will be 30 years old. And actually, I think actually by the end of this season, yeah, Miles will be 30 years old. So even next year, we're talking about a mostly 30-year-old Miles into 31. Go 2 years, it's 31 into 32. Guys, by the time you get to a 33-year-old defensive end, there's questions whether or not that play is just going to drop off. So it's not like, you know, you just have Miles for the next 4 years and he's going to be the exact same player. Maybe he is. Maybe he's a freak of nature and he defies the laws of time. But typically, as they always say, Father Time wins, right? Like, it always wins that battle. You don't beat Father Time. So Miles' play will eventually drop off. This is a contract that says we're going to compete and we're going to compete really soon. Even if it's not in the immediate, here's a contract to satisfy you for when we get this thing on the road. And then we need you to be here for when it's on the road. Should have been a quick turnaround. I don't see that right now. And the fact that you can't move Miles is on you. You could have moved him this offseason. You could have structured the contract in a way that it was probably going to be easier to move off of him, you know, this year rather than later. And you gave him a no trade clause. You gave him all of the power in the situation. Even if you want to trade Miles, guess what? You try to hand him over to the Tennessee Titans right now? Good luck. Because Miles is going to go, no. Nope. Come again. You can try this one once over. If you want to send me to the Detroit Lions, we might have a conversation. Tennessee Titans isn't happening. But that's also something Barry needs to be held accountable for right now. Because, well, I don't think it's necessarily in your best interest to trade Miles. Sounds like a lot of misery. If you wanted to, it's off the table. All right, let's leave that there. When we come on back, we'll get to Get a Grip, as we always do at 9 o'clock, right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick, right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.